In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. November is the month when the Church asks us to pray for those who have died, and also to remember that we ourselves will die someday. Perhaps today, perhaps tomorrow, we don't know when. We are also approaching the end of a calendar year, and even sooner, the end of the ecclesiastical year. For all these reasons, it is appropriate that today's Gospel asks us to consider the end of the world, when the sun will be darkened and the moon will not shed its light and the stars will fall from the sky. And then the Son of Man will come in great clouds of power and glory, and he will send out his angels to gather the elect from the four winds. It is a serious and somber vision. We must remember that the world as we know it and everything in it is passing away. But the individual human soul does not pass away. Each one of us will live forever. That is the good news. What may not be such good news is that we will also be judged. As the first reading from the book of Daniel says, "Many of those who sleep in the dust of death shall awake. Some shall live forever. Others shall be an everlasting horror and disgrace. But the wise shall shine brightly like the splendor of the firmament, and those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars forever." We know who our judge will be, Jesus Christ himself. And we even know the sort of questions he will ask us. Did you feed the hungry and clothed the naked? Did you visit the sick and those in prison? Did you comfort the lonely and teach the ignorant? Of course, we know that Jesus will be merciful, but we also know that he will be just. None of us are as good as we could be, as we are called to be. But most of us try to do good. That's why we come to church. That's why we pray. That's why we do what we can in the circumstances of our own lives to help others. I know some people are blessed with time and energy and lots of resources, and they are able to do a lot of good. Others may be poor and sick and themselves in need of assistance. But even the least among us has something to give others, even if it's only a smile or a thank you. And of course, we are always called to pray for ourselves and for others, for the living and the dead, for our families and friends, and even for our enemies, for those who have asked our prayers, and for those who have no one to pray for them. No good deed, no good thought, no good prayer is ever wasted in the eyes of God. I sometimes think that if we were aware of how much good there is to be done, and how much good there is in each one of us, and how much good each of us is capable of, then we would be filled with amazement and with gratitude. The world is coming to an end. Heaven and earth will pass away, Jesus told us, but my words will not pass away. If we would live forever in the peace and joy of God's perfect kingdom, we must listen to the words of Jesus in the gospel, in the teachings of the church, and in the secret recesses of our hearts. And we must strive to put those words into practice. For the good that we do will live forever. We will be judged by God according to how we have judged our brothers and sisters. We will be treated by God according to the way we have treated others, especially the least fortunate among us. And we will find love in heaven according to the measure we have loved here on earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.